The Democratic Party is on the verge of a major shift, perhaps even a collapse. There's a reason for that. Now, one of those reasons is extremism, but that's not the biggest reason. But let's tackle the extremism first, because that's really what's starting to dominate the leftist ideology. You will notice, of course, over the span of time, as years have progressed, as we went through the Obama administration, and now we're into the Trump administration, and of course, the Democrat reaction to Donald Trump is to simply get more radical, to get more extreme. Now we have socialist tendencies starting to dominate the Democrat Party. Whereas a few years ago, it would be difficult. You'd be hard-pressed to get a Democrat to admit that he or she is a socialist, or that he or she embraces the socialist theory. Now they just about all do. And many more of them are starting to come out and say that they do, in addition to the, you know, flat-out socialist candidates, Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez. That's just starting to become more of a popular idea on the left side. Now, make no mistake, socialism is extremely radical, especially when compared to what this country is, which is capitalist and should always remain so. If you want to, you know, hear a bit more about my thoughts on socialism and why I believe it's the antithesis of human progress in terms of, you know, drive and ambition and discipline and all those things that humans need to push forward, and socialism really is the antithesis of that. If you want to hear more of that, there is a podcast that I did a little while back called Socialism Destroying What It Means to Be Human. But the point is, many more Democrats today are focusing on that and believing that this is the way of the future. And you can see that in this Medicare for All insanity. You can see that in this socialized medicine. And make no mistake, we're almost there. We're not far from socialized medicine. We're really not, as is. It cannot help us. It can only hurt us for the main reason that the overall health of this nation is deplorable. It's just awful. You cannot have so many millions of unhealthy people having to be cared for by everyone else. It just doesn't work. It's just the numbers would be astronomical. We are not healthy enough to even consider the idea. And that really is one of the biggest reasons why. And so if you're from Europe or you're in areas where you think socialized medicine works, come to this country and you will see firsthand why it couldn't possibly. But the extremist tendencies of the party perhaps are predictable, because let's face it, they all act like immature children. They throw temper tantrums when they don't get what they want. This is exactly what happened when Trump became president. They've become nothing but the obstructionist party. They're not doing anything as elected officials to help the American people, the people who elected them. No, they really don't seem to care. They really just want Trump out of there. They're so fixated. And I don't even know exactly what he's done that's ticked them off so much. As far as I can tell, we have, you know, a better economy, and things just seem to be going in a much better general direction. His policies and the legislation he's passed, none of it is even remotely racist or inherently bigoted or any of that nonsense. And it's not keeping people down. None of this has happened. All of that is false. But they remain fixated on it, and the mainstream media, of course, continues to push that rhetoric. So the extremism is an issue, and it's starting to splinter that party, which is why you're going to see lots of independent runners come 2020. Maybe not lots, but you're going to see several. And those people could cause serious damage to the Democratic Party, because they're going to, if they run Democrat and they run on more of a central, you know, a centrist idea, as opposed to being all extremists and going full on socialism and all of that, that's going to cause some problems. That is going to cause a major rift in the party, and already is in a lot of ways. Some Democrats are stepping up and saying, you know, we've just gone far, way too far left, and it's hurting us. And that's, we can't seem to stop it. So yes, extremism is a thing. But here's the big one. And again, the mainstream media is responsible for a portion of this because they push the same agenda, the same narrative, which is this. It's not that Democrats, leftists, liberals, whatever you wish to call them, believe that they're right, you know, that their opinion is correct and yours is not. That's, well, you know, we say the same thing. That's what happens when you have two competing sides. We think our opinion's right. But that's not what they're saying. And it's not what they've been saying for some time. What they're saying, and the unspoken message or rule, which again is being very much pushed by the mainstream media and our entertainment, is that their opinion is the only right one and that you're wrong. That if you believe as you believe, you are inferior. You're not as smart. You're not as advanced. Anybody who is a conservative or a Republican is seen as lesser, a lesser individual, intellectually. That is what they're pushing. The belief that if you disagree with them, you are beneath them, and you should be treated as such. Now, that is called fascism. That's what that is. Essentially oppressing that and saying that these people are lower because they don't believe the way we do. And they will desperately attempt to push that in any way they can. And they will mock you. And they will deride. And they will insult. And they fully expect you to accept the fact that you are simply a second-class citizen. This is why that major shift is going to happen in the Democrat Party. A major shift, or again, a partial collapse of sorts. Because you can't do it this way. You cannot profess to be a Democrat and before the democratic process when what you're saying to people is, no, you're not allowed to speak. And if you do speak, what you say is wrong. I will tell you why you're wrong. You will have to accept that you're wrong. And if not, we'll attack. We will attack. They will absolutely eviscerate you because you are lesser and you're not advancing. This whole idea of I'm right and you're wrong is very elementary school, but it seems to be the platform the Democrats have embraced. And of course, hypocrisy is at the core of all of these leftists. Hypocrisy is at the core of everything they say, it seems. They claim to be for open discourse and tolerance and peace, and that's all a lie, because the message we're getting is quite the opposite. Believe what we believe, or we'll take you down. And that is the message that is coming clearly across to much of this country, and I hate to tell you this, but it's why Trump was elected. Hillary was unelectable, and that was, again, a big problem. But it wasn't just Trump's policies that got him elected. It was, in large part, due to the fact that a large portion of this country was sick and tired of being told that they're idiots, that their opinion doesn't matter because, frankly, they're just stupid. They don't understand things the way they do. They're not as educated. They're not as with it. They're not as progressive. They don't want, you know, change. They're stuck in the past. The same old tired narrative that they've been spinning out for decades. And speaking of the education bit, let me clarify this. It is true that you will find that more Democrats, more liberals have a higher education level on average than most conservatives and Republicans. It's just they're better educated in general. That is true. Two points to make on that. First, they're better educated based on this country's education system, which is a mess. You went to college. I went to college. I graduated. Big damn deal. That proves nothing. Employers are starting to realize that that proves nothing. We're all starting to realize that that proves nothing. That when these people are coming out of college, they seem to know even less than they went in and become much bigger problems. So I'm not impressed at all with your education because your education was pathetic, especially among millennials. That's a whole separate issue, the disgustingly horrible level of our education, our higher education systems you know, these supposed institutions of higher learning are a joke, okay? So you even try and play that card and say, oh, well, I have this and you don't, so I'm better than you. Don't even try that, because this isn't 1890, okay? You didn't actually, and you didn't go to Oxford. You don't have these unbelievable brains that the establishment tells you you have. You have next to nothing. A monkey could get through college and get a bachelor's at this point in most state universities. I hate to tell you this, but it's true. So that's not even well. The second point is that your education, whatever it's in, doesn't necessarily make you smarter in subjects of politics or society. Why do you think that? I don't understand why that would happen. If I went to school for, I don't know, pottery, or I went to school for math, you know, my degree was in mathematics or whatever, why would I assume that I would know more than somebody who didn't go to college just, you know, when it comes to society and when it comes to politics? Why? I didn't do any of that. I wasn't educated in that. And you know what? Most of these people weren't. Most of these people with the college degrees were not educated in terms of, they're not all political science majors. They're not all sociology majors. Most of them aren't, especially today. So unless you are in that field, I don't see any reason why you think you're superior. So that out of the way. The Democrats now believe that they are superior regardless of what you say. And that is why they're falling apart. Every time they open their mouths, the unspoken message is that I'm right and you're wrong. And if you try to defend yourself or you try to defend your side, your stance, your opinion, you will be seen as nothing more than a Neanderthal agitator. That's really all they see you as. And you have to be fixed or you have to be eliminated. That is the message that's coming across loud and clear and has been for a long time. And if you're new to this whole thing, if you're just so happen to be a liberal or a Democrat, you're listening to this and you're not getting this, think about the mass oppression that's going on that you're not seeing. If you're calling a Make America Great Again, a MAGA hat, a symbol of racism, that's idiotic. It doesn't even mean anything. The actual phrase, Make America Great Again, is not inherently racist, nor is Trump inherently racist, which has been proven over and over and over again. He has awards for his work with minorities. And by the way, what he has done for minorities and blacks and Latinos and all that over the past couple of years is far more than what Obama has done. He has been making great strides for those people and for blue-collar America. And you're seeing a rising tide of young minority conservatives because of this. They're sick of being lied to. And that's the other reason the Democrats are falling apart. They did not deliver on their promises. They had a few decades to deliver since Clinton. They did. There was Bush in between. But let's face it, the mainstream media has been pushing the same narrative for a long time. And a lot of these policies have been largely liberal for a very long time. If they were going to fix these problems, they would have been fixed by now. They would have elevated more people out of poverty. They haven't done that. They put more people in it. Okay, the welfare and assistance programs have spiraled out of control, and the whole purpose of those programs, I thought, was to get people off them, use them long enough to get them back on their feet and get them off. But that's not how it works, which is why socialism fails. You can't keep giving people something for nothing and expect them to suddenly jump up and have all this ambition. That doesn't happen. They just keep walking around with their hands out, and we're starting to see that. We have seen that. Entire families on welfare for entire generations. This is idiotic. Your concepts, your ideas for how to get people out of the muck that they're in have not worked. Because you can't give people something for nothing. That's your only answer. It's the Democrats' only answer. That hasn't worked. They have not delivered on their promises. And the people who they've essentially lied to are starting to realize that they're being lied to. That's what they're not stupid people. They start to go, well, we keep electing Democrats, we keep voting for Democrats, but nothing changes in our lives. Nothing. In fact, things get worse. So you've got broken promises, you've got extremism rampant which you can't do because you're starting to not be Democrats, you know? And then you've got the out-and-out fascism of basically telling people that you're not allowed to think the way you do. You agree with us or we'll take you down, which is what fascism is. And if socialists get in, and they adopt the Hitler principles, which was socialism, and push that fascism even harder, that's what you're going to get in this country. You are going to get no more freedom of speech, no more freedom of expression, unless you're towing the line and saying the right things. Toss in the fact that everybody gets offended over everything, and pretty soon no one's going to ever talk. In the end, Democrats are falling apart because of themselves, because of what they've done and their behavior and attitude toward the American people over the past few years, again, especially since Trump has been in office. I knew this was going to happen. As soon as he took office, I said, now you're going to see the true colors of the Democrats. They are going to flip right out. They are going to act like the children they are. They're going to come up with random conspiracy theories. Yep, here comes Russia. Yeah, that was a joke. That was really pathetic. But that was hardly the only one. You know, any number of ways they can think of to get him out. For no reason at all. He's done way less in terms of, you know, offensive behavior or legislation, questionable legislation in his past. None of that has really even happened. He's done way less than most presidents. Obama did way more impeachable things by the time he was 3 years in. We all know this, but we're not allowed to say it, and we all know why. Trump hasn't done anything to warrant the attacks. Democrats have been doing it to themselves. They're shooting themselves in the foot by constantly attacking, constantly obstructing, and never really putting their jobs, which is supposed to be elected officials for the American people, first. That's what's supposed to come first. And if you think that's what most of America wants, you're wrong. That's just the rhetoric you're pushing. You're telling America they're supposed to care. You're telling America that they're all about getting Trump out of office. You're telling them they want socialism. You're trying to force this on them. You're not reacting to what the people want. You're telling the people what they want. And that is why you're falling apart. You keep telling people what they want, as opposed to people raising their hands and going, no, that isn't what I said. It's not what I want. You're not even listening. That doesn't work. Then you're not an elected official. You know what you are then? That's right. You're a monarch. That's authoritarian. That's what that is. That's, we're going to take stuff from you, which is socialism, and we're going to give it however, you know, we're going to mete it out however we wish. And we're going to take basically full control of your lives. From the time you were born, your health, your job, everything. That's what a monarchy is, essentially. We're clamping down. We're telling you the way things are. This is authoritarian. Democrats, authoritarian. That's what you've become. Are you not seeing this? You've gone completely backwards. From being for the people, you are now ordering the people. You want to mold them in your image of what you think humans should be, which, by the way, is completely wrong and would only destroy the country. You want to do this, and it's not your job. You've missed that. Your job as an elected official is to operate as an elected official, and you're not doing that. You're forcing your agenda down America's throats, and we're all really sick of it. And telling people that they're not allowed to have an opinion, they're not allowed to speak, just shut up, you're wrong. You're a second-class citizen, you're lower than us, you're a subhuman because you don't agree with us. That is not going over well. It's also not true. That's why you're falling apart. That right there. Toss in the extremism, and you've got a serious problem. But it's a good thing. Because they'll have to right the ship, and if they don't, they implode. And either way, they did it to themselves. Hopefully, some sense of sanity, some semblance of sanity, will return with some more centrist candidates and start to bring the Democrat Party back to some, you know, yes, they're still left, but they're not nuts. That would be the thing to do. You've gone way too far. Yes, we did need, you know, the women's rights movement. We needed the civil rights movement. We needed all this. We did it all. The pendulum has now swung much too far. You got to come back, find the happy medium, and get it right. In the meantime, stop telling people how they should act, what they should say, what they should believe. That is not your role. By the way, it's completely the opposite of what you preach. Okay? Thank you.